SOP 130, how cool would it be if you could stay home every day and play with different podcast tools, try out different podcast strategies, talk to successful podcasters? Well, that's what Paul Culligan does. And the good news is he takes very, very good notes. And he shares them once a year in a class he calls Podcast Secrets. And today, we're going to talk about how you can save $80 off a preview call of Podcast Secrets 2008.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Hey, we have a huge show today. Got an interview with Paul Culligan. We're talking Podcast Secrets 2008, so I'm not going to ramble a whole lot here. And Podcast Secrets, here's some things that... It's an interesting class. If you think about it, we've had people that have come to the School of Podcasting to learn kind of the how-to, the how do I audacity it, how do I build the blog, how do I... And then when it's come time to how do I make money at it, they go to Podcast Secrets. And Podcast Secrets actually does a reunion of all its members. Paul will talk about how once you join, we're going to be talking about a $20 preview call. That if you're not sure if Podcast Secrets is for you, all you got to do is go to Secrets with Dave, take this phone call, and you'll hear about the course, you'll hear about it today, and then decide if it's for you. Because really, if it's not for you, Paul doesn't want you to take the class. That's kind of why he talks about why he charges for the first call, and he's really making sure he gets the right students for his course. It's all about podcast monetization. And he always has some great bonuses. He's going to talk about some new things that are coming that they're going to be building. And one of the bonuses, check this out. Have you heard about TubeMogul? It's this company that you can create video and they'll like upload it to, I think it's like 10 or 12 different video sites. They have a pro version of this system. And it's like $500 a month. And I believe... And this was kind of a scoop. This isn't widely known, so this is why you listen to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. If you sign up for the class, you get that for, I think he said 3 months. 3 months, I believe, is what he said. Now, I did not write that down, so don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure... Here's the thing. If you get it for 1 month, it's a $500 service. That's just one of the bonuses. Now, when I heard that, I kind of got bonus fever. So here's what I'm doing, because I've been kind of behind the scenes. I've helped Paul do some testing and things like that, so I kind of know a little bit, not everything. I don't know what's in the class, but you'll hear about it on the call today. But here's what I'm doing. If you sign up for the call, it's secretswithdave.com. It's a $20 call. Sign that up. Send me the email that shows that you've signed up. And again, you have to do this at Secrets with Dave. I'll give you a free month of the School of Podcasting. Now, if later, after you hear the call and you decide to sign up for the class, the Podcast Secrets 2008 class, again, send me your receipt. This has to be done with secretswithdave.com. I will give you a full year at the School of Podcasting free. And there you go. It's bonus fever here at the School of Podcasting. So that's how we're going to work that. That has to be done at Secrets with Dave. Obviously, that's my affiliate link. It's my partner link. And that's how that's going to work. So I want to thank you for tuning in. And so here is my interview with Paul Culligan. And we're talking about Secrets with Dave. We're talking about Podcast Secrets 2008. Well, one other thing I want to point out, I was having issues with my laptop on this day, so when I talk, there's a bit of a buzz, and I know that's annoying. I tried to tune that out, but the good news is Paul was doing most of the talking. Here's the interview. All right, on the Skype phone, joining us from paulculligan.com and Podcast Secrets and many other Today in Podcasting, when we occasionally can get the four of us together to do that, we have the one, the only, don't be fooled by cheap imitations, Paul Culligan. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, sir.
And he is here today to talk about Podcast Secrets 2008. Now, last year we had you on to talk about, last year was the first year you did Podcast Secrets, and you're back now with 2008. New and improved?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, what's new in 2008?
Well, I mean, the industry has changed a lot in the last year. And part of what Podcast Secrets allows me to do is Podcast Secrets allows me to focus on what happens in the industry. And everybody who took Podcast Secrets 2007, one of the things we do with all of our students is they're alumni for life. So I have a lot of students who are really excited, you know, from last year to find out, you know, what's new this year. A lot of stuff has changed. A lot of stuff that makes podcasting easier has entered the game. A lot of stuff that makes podcasting more robust has entered the game. And a lot of people have actually pulled off the dream. You know, we've got six-figure podcasters who are doing it. And last year, they told us how they were going to do it. You know, this year, they're going to tell us how they're doing it. You know, what came up that they didn't expect, that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's easier than ever, better before, easier than ever before. It's more profitable than ever before. It is more robust than ever before. And, you know, with that, it's almost a brand new class. The structure of the class, the monetization roadmap, that doesn't change. But the stops along the way, I think, are getting a bit more refined.
And this isn't something like you can obviously take this class without taking last year's class. That's not like a prerequisite.
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, all students get access to last year's class. Oh, everybody cool. actually gets a preloaded media player with the entirety of last year's class on the media player. So they can actually, if they want to take last year's class, they can. If they just want to start fresh from 2008, they can. You know, if they're a historical type buff who wants to know what really has changed over the last couple of years, you know, they could go back and listen to that as well. We give the entirety of the archive, you know, to everybody so they can kind of get a sense of the history as well. So, you know, one example just to give is, mm-hmm. you know, last year we had two interesting conflicts during the class. Number one, we had Mignon Fogarty on, Grammar Girl. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Grammar Girl was the first podcaster to make it to Oprah. And that's right. a big deal. I mean, you want to get on Oprah, you know, and we had Mignon talk about it. Now, unfortunately, Mignon was not able to promote her podcast on Oprah. And we'll talk about whether or not that was a good idea later. But the fact of the matter was, if Mignon would have promoted her podcast on Oprah, it would have crashed the servers. And thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of potential customers who would have come from Oprah would have been greeted with an error screen and would have thought that Mignon was an idiot. Right. So it was a good idea, actually, that Mignon didn't promote her podcast on Oprah because the infrastructure wasn't ready. Well, now, and you and I have been beta testing this, the infrastructure is ready. We've now got the ability to, for lack of a better term, Oprah-proof your podcast. You know, and it's not an issue of unlimited bandwidth. There are people who provide unlimited bandwidth. The problem is, what happens if 50,000 people want that bandwidth at the exact same time? We did not have a solution for that last year. Last year, I had to warn the students that there is no solution for that. This year, there is a solution for it, and it's very much affordable. And if anybody wants to take a peek, the iYule.tv project that I did with the folk from Geek Brief and Jeff Smith at Christmas of last year, you know, we did terabytes of bandwidth over a very, very short time, 1.3 gigabyte HD files, all delivered with this infrastructure that we're going to be teaching on the class. So that's just one example, but it's kind of an example of how, you know, the change is really, really exciting. Anyway, go ahead.
When you did that iUle thing, you didn't have a problem. There wasn't any crashes or...
Nope. Well, it was funny. There were crashes on the... I mean, we did learn some stuff from iUle as a quick sidetrack. You know, a lot of people's computers are not ready for a 1.3 gigabyte high-definition video file. And so we had several people who just did not have the capacity to download it. But our downloading process was there. And our downloading process was capable. And so, you know, there's always an error somewhere. I just don't want it to be on my side.
Right. Now, the other thing you're doing, much like you did last year, is you're having a preview call.
Yep.
And what's the date and time for that?
Okay, well, let's first explain sort of the concept behind the preview call. I'll tell you a funny story about last year's preview call.
Okay.
So last year, I was in London emceeing the European Corporate Podcasting Summit, and that was a lot of fun. And unfortunately, we had to change something really quickly. So it turned out that I would basically close the podcasting summit, go out to dinner with a couple of people, come to my hotel room, And then at 1 o'clock in the morning, I would dial in to a bridge line back in America, you know, do the preview call, hang up, take a taxi cab back to the airport, fly home, and then find out what happened to the preview call when I landed. Very, very nerve-wracking. Now, I get to the point to where I'm very nervous about the call, and it's an older hotel, but it's an established hotel. You know, they had decent internet. So the first thing I did was, you know, when I first got there, I called my wife. Hey, hon, you know, how's this phone connection? Phone connection was fine. And, you know, you don't want to use Skype overseas, you know, for something like a Bridgeline kind of call. And I called the audio engineer, you know, said, hey, how does it sound? So it sounds great. We even called the Bridgeline. It sounds great. So we get on the call, you know, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people on the call. It was an absolute blast. And for some reason, my connectivity was terrible. And I had to repeat myself a bunch of times. And, you know, the whole time as I'm doing this thing live, Alex and I are chatting back and forth. I'm like, should I hang up? You know, but then again, realized that it was 1:30 in the morning in a hotel room in London. I'm actually on the floor. I've got a blanket over my head because I'm trying to muffle any background sound, you know, to make this as simple as possible. And you know how hotels are at 1:30 in the morning. I mean, that's the best staff possible. Oh, so it's not like I can, you know, it's not like I can tell the hundreds of people on the line, hey, hold on a second. I'm going to call the front desk and have them fine tune the telephone lines. You know,
nice.
Let this be a lesson to the value of pre-recording your shows before you broadcast them. So we did it, and it was hilarious because many said, you know, Alex, should I hang up? Should I try the cell phone? You know, what should I do? And oh, it was just crazy. So, but what the preview call does is we teach the whole podcast secrets class is wrapped around the concept of the podcast monetization roadmap, and the podcast monetization roadmap is a 6-step roadmap to get this podcast monetization. And what we do is we teach that concept in what we call the preview call. And the preview call is to let people sort of get a taste of what it is that's coming. You know, it's sort of like a lot of major cities that, you know, Portland every year has the Taste of Portland. Mm-hmm. And you can go down to the riverfront and for, you know, $3 you can get a taste of one of the premier chefs in town, you know, gourmet meal that would cost you, you know, $250 if you had the whole thing. And it's a great way to just see, you know, is this my style? Is this what I want? Is this what I like? So we have the preview call, and the preview call teaches in its entirety the podcast monetization roadmap. Now, in a 2-hour call, I can't teach everything, but I can teach a lot in the 2 hours. And that's what the preview call model is. This year, by popular demand and by death threat by my partner, Alex, I will be in country. You know, I will be using a regular telephone line, so it's gonna work a lot better. Trust you me this. And also all sorts of backups set up. But what we do is we teach it, and you know, a lot of people walk away going, great, I've got an overview of the industry, I got what I want, this is what I needed, thank you very much. Others, after getting the taste, go, yes, this is the class, this is where I want to go. And then the class is a 6-module program where we spend about, you know, 3 to 4 hours, and then we have QA sessions and all sorts of additional stuff on those 6 different elements of the roadmap. So the preview call is on April 2nd at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the normal price for that is $99. But what we're doing to team with some friends in the industry, such as the School of Podcasting, is we're encouraging people to go through our partners, such as the School of Podcasting, to get a $79 discount, bringing the preview call to $20. And basically, the concept there, and I did a fun little blog post about this, if you're serious about learning about podcasting, if you're serious about getting trained, $20 is a fine price to pay for 2 hours of really solid, very viable content. So Dave, what is the link that you set up for this?
I set up Secrets with Dave.
Secretswithdave.com. So if you follow the directions on that page, now if you do this before the call, you'll be able to get the call. If you do this after the call, that'll take you out to more information about the class. And we'll go from there. But it's Secrets with Dave. You can get into the class for $20. You dial onto a bridge line, and you hear the whole thing live. And there's some audience interactivity. There's some fun stuff. And we teach, and we talk about the class, and you know, we explain how everything all fits together in the grand scheme of things. And it's a good time. And I'll tell you, it's a buzz to do a phone call, you know, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I expect, you know, last year we had about 600 people on the call. This year, I think we're going to probably break about 1,000. And the early registrants are looking good. It's kind of interesting. We've got a lot of Europe coming in, which is kind of fun because you do a call that late at night. They're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to take this thing, much like I was when I was in that London hotel room with the blanket over my head. So the preview call model works. It works very, very well. And it's exciting on the side of monetization because, you know, people don't think it's worth paying $20 to learn. They're certainly not going to be interested in our class. More power to them. But for people who take this stuff seriously, who want to see podcast monetization, this is a great way to taste what is ahead.
Well, and I think that even you did a blog post about that, and which I thought was kind of funny, saying, hey, here's the phone call, you know, $20, come out and learn about it. And somebody kind of got snarky, I guess we could say, with you and said, there's no way I'll ever pay $20. And what else did they, something, podcast should always be free and blah, blah, blah. And
what was funny, because the guy said, I'd never pay for content, which was exactly the point of the post. You know, there are different elements here in the podcasting space. You know, Podcast Secrets is not for the amateur podcaster who's got a little hobby. And I have nothing against amateur podcasters who have a hobby. I have great friends who are amateur podcasters who have a hobby. I'm looking for people who want to pay the bills, pay the mortgage, you know, do the six-figure thing because of technology of which podcasting is included. So we don't offer this preview call for free because we're not interested in the freebie. And it's okay if that's who you are. It's just not who we're interested in. You know, much the same way, you know, there are several Italian restaurants in Portland that are not interested in serving hamburgers. Nothing wrong with hamburgers. You know, and there are several restaurants in Portland that serve hamburgers. You know, it's just each person does their thing. And you know, you know, I've got a sign up on my wall that says, if you try to be all things to all people, you end up being nothing to nobody. Mm. And so Podcast Secrets is for the pro. Podcast Secrets is for the people who want to go pro. Podcast Secrets is for the people who have content, know that they can monetize this, know that this is their future, and just want to know how to do this. That's who the class is for. So you take the class, you take the $20 call, you make a decision whether or not you want to take the class. The class then is the six modules. And it's kind of fun because week two, or module two, is probably going to be the module with the biggest change because it's the ease casting. One of the things that I prescribe, and one of the things my partner in this, Alex, prescribes, is that the more time you spend on the content, the better. The less time you spend on the technology, the better. You know, I know people who spend 15 minutes creating their podcast content and then about 8 hours by the time they're done with the RSS feed and their blog post. And that's ridiculous.
Right.
People who content aren't spending any time on that 8 hours, they're spending it on the 15 minutes. So we talk about ease casting. So, you know, I'll go over the list for you and just kind of, you know, walk you through it because it's kind of interesting. And then let's definitely talk, you know, what has changed. But week one is strategy casting. And what happens is, you know, it's kind of a joke, but you know, a lot of people for some reason start podcasting without a plan. And then they wonder how come they aren't making any money. Well, they didn't have a plan.
Right.
So the very first class we start with is strategy casting, which is basically, in short, how to have a plan. So what we do is we go over all the models. We talk about the ones that have worked. We talk about the ones that haven't worked. We talk about the models. We bring on people who have done them. You know, we show you examples so that you can start with a really, really good idea. You know, instead of fire, aim, ready, you know, the prescription is ready, aim, fire. So, right. So that's module one. Module two. And what we'll do is we'll show you stuff that has worked over the year. You know, we'll show you stuff that has done well since the last class because, you know, that's how you build a strategy. You find out what works well. Module two is ease casting. You know, and that's back to the thing where you want to make this as easy as possible. I've got some mechanisms for doing podcasting that's easier than anybody else has ever seen. We're going to teach it on the class. Then week three is growth casting. Because the funny thing is if you stop spending 8 hours producing, you know, the tech behind your podcast, take that 8 hours to actually grow your audience.
Absolutely.
You know, the fourth week is stat casting. Okay, we got a podcast that we're creating pretty quickly. We're getting a growing audience. We've got a strategy. Now let's figure out how the heck we're doing. Are we doing the right thing? Are we staying aligned with our strategy? That kind of thing. Week five is off casting. You know, one thing that podcasters do But here's one thing that's changed since last year that we'll be talking about a lot. Last year, there were two ways to get Ask a Ninja. The Ask a Ninja podcast or the Ask a Ninja website. Now, my dad is almost adept at YouTube. You know, although the whole flashing lights and the banner ads and that kind of stuff kind of scare my dad. But my dad is a Netflix user. Mm. And in the last year, Ask a Ninja is now available via DVD that my dad could order, that I could order for my dad, that I could give my dad for Christmas, or my dad could put in his queue at Netflix. So how do you take what it is that you're doing and how do you put it down different channels? If you've already created the content, we're going to have one of the interviews. We're going to bring on Michael Gohagan from Grape Radio, who took one of the video podcasts from Grape Radio and sold it to American Airlines, right, who is now showing that video content in the first class area of their wine, you know, flights in and out of the wine country. You know, podcasters who just go, oh, I'm only a podcast, that's silly. You know, take your podcast, put it off in as many different directions as you can. So that's what we talk about week five. And then week six is really the business part of this. It's funnel casting. It's how do you bring what it is that you're doing into your overall business funnel? And then we go into different people who are doing that. So that's how the class is put together. And just, you know, a year later, I've tested a lot of technologies. You'll find out about that in EaseCasting. We've seen a lot of great successes. We'll talk about that, you know, what happened. We've seen some people try some stuff. We'll talk about whether or not, you know, it's they're going to do well. You know, we've got people, you know, we're going to bring on a podcaster who gets 1 million downloads per episode. We're going to talk about how that was done. And it's just, you know, it is soup to nuts, the monetization and the business of podcasting for people who want soup to nuts, the monetization and the business of podcasting. And after each class, we have a very extensive Q&A session where people can ask questions that I do with my partner, Alex. And then Friday, we do the more technical Q&A sections for the people who have the technical questions. And we get everybody answered. We get everybody launched. One thing we're going to do this year, you know, a year ago, if you would have asked me, and you might be getting the scoop on this, Dave. I don't know if I've told anybody else yet.
All right.
A year ago, in one of those QA sessions that I just talked about, people asked about podcast networks. And the basic answer was podcast networks, their validity. I didn't say they were bad. I didn't say they were good. I said that they have yet to prove their validity. And there are things that have proven their validity, so why don't you work on those things? Well, some things have changed in the podcasting space. Some things have changed very dramatically in the podcasting space in terms of networks and channels and you know, distribution paradigms that way. So what we're doing this year is we are going to launch a podcast network. Now, we haven't done it. So we're going to show people exactly what we're doing. We're going to show people exactly what our target is, why we're trying to do it. And then we're going to give our podcast secret students the ability to apply to be in our network. Now, we're not going to accept everything that moves. You know, we're giving our students the ability to apply to be in the network, not to be in the network, because it's going to be a high-quality network. It's going to be the type of thing that we're going to shop around, and there's some really interesting stuff. I mean, I'll give you a clue. Apple TV. Apple TV changed everything.
Right.
Or Apple TV version 2. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to launch the network, and we're going to bring people into that fold. And there's going to be cross-promotion, and there's going to be some really interesting opportunities there. And that's brand new this year. And another thing we're going to do this year is we're going to get some professional voiceover and graphic work done for people to insert into their podcast. You know, we're going to get some really good voice work done, you know, generic stuff, stuff like, you know, get the fancy radio guy to say, stay tuned at the end of this special, you know, stay tuned at the end of this podcast for a special offer. You know, that kind of thing with the fancy music. So we're going to give people background templates. Now, one thing that's changed between this year and last year, back to Apple TV. Mm-hmm. Last year, a 300 by 300 pixel cover was fine. This year, you look at a 300 by 300 pixel cover on your 52-inch high-definition television set, you know, that's playing your Apple TV. It's right. Pixelated, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to talk about that. But one of the things we're doing is we're giving our students like 50, I think, background templates, 600 by 600 background templates that they can append their podcast logos to and kind of rework that and get ready for all this. So, you know, it's the training, it's the network, it's the Q&A, it's the voiceovers, it's the background images. We've got a paradigm for people who are using third-party audio systems. We've got a way to make that cheaper. We're going to show some stat systems that are out there. You know, it's soup to nuts. I've been eating, sleeping, drinking, living podcasting for the last year to teach this class. That's what this class is. Starts with a $20 call, comes into the big class, go as far as you want. I highly recommend it. You know, secretswithdave.com.
Absolutely, and I can verify. I'm not going to tip my hand here, but I've participated in some of the testing that Paul does, and it's amazing the stuff that he can push to the top of Google. So when he's talking about traffic and just getting people to see your stuff, it's I don't know how he does it. I need to take the class, but well, I've seen the proof.
well, the thing is my I have, and if anybody gets this opportunity, I highly recommend it, okay? I have the unique opportunity to be able to live, eat, sleep, and drink this stuff. Mm-hmm. This is my day job. This is how I pay the bills. And so this is not somebody who comes home from a full day at the job, plays with the kids for a couple of hours, puts the wife to bed, and then cruises Usenet, you know, to see what the latest complaint is. You know, we're testing this stuff. We are Oprah-proofing. We are doing terabytes of bandwidth. You know, we are getting stuff mentioned on fake Steve Jobs. And so it's just a blessing I have, you know, and the class allows me to do it. I mean, the class this year will allow me to spend the next year obsessing about it. And so what this model does is when you get into the class, you get to go with me on this wacky little trip. You know, and it's just a numbers game. You know, how much better, I mean, every single person who's listening to school podcasting, whether or not they do the $20 call, whether or not they join us up for the class, whatever they do, if they could spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week obsessing about podcasting, I guarantee you their podcast would be better.
For 20 bucks.
Yeah. You know, 20 bucks, you get the taste. That's a good taste, and you're going to know whether or not this is the path you want to go down. Some people took the $20 call and said, oh my goodness. Didn't realize all the effort it took, didn't realize all these things. I kind of had this dream that I'd produce a show and somebody would buy it for $1 million. Thank you very much. I'm going to go back to my day job. That's fine. That's a great, great lesson to learn. Other people took, I mean, we give everybody a PDF of the roadmap. A lot of people took that roadmap content and said, okay, now I know where I need to go and I want to do this at my own pace. Fine. You got the roadmap content. We give that to you. A lot of people said, yes, this is it. I want to do it. Had a lot of people who said, not this year, next year. And everybody who signed up for the $20 call last year, and I know you sent a lot of people last year, and everybody who signed up for the $20 last year, you know, they get into the $20 call this year for free. And so a lot of people will jump on board. Now, this year, it's more expensive than last year, and I will give you a clue. Next year, it's going to be more expensive than this year. So from a savings standpoint, smart to do it now.
Right. It's like you said, once you become a member, you're a member for life.
You're a member for life. And we do that on purpose. And we do, it's fun. We do a what's the word I'm looking for? We do a
reunion.
Reunion. There we go. The day before Podcast Expo, where we bring everybody together, and that is just at the cost. Basically, we take whatever it is for the hotel room, divided by coffee, sound, that kind of stuff. And we just take whatever that cost is. Last year it was like $97, I think. And we do an all-day training where we kind of, what has happened since the class leading up to the expo. We taught all that. And then we taught everybody how to actually handle the expo. And I can't tell this story. It's too embarrassing. But I had one student who actually came up to me after the first day. So she came to the she came to the reunion. And after the first day, she came up to me and said, Paul, you've taught me everything I needed to be efficient at the expo. You know, I've got the framework to listen to all these classes. I've got the framework to make some technology decisions. I've got the framework to make some joint ventures and some partnerships and some cross-promotion. Thank you so much. You know, and that's what we're trying to do. I had coffee with a guy I had from a nonprofit that I'd worked with about 7 years ago who was playing with podcasting. And, you know, we had coffee, and it was a fun chat. And the funny thing was, I mean, I kind of gave him some insight into what was going on, and he wanted to know, and he realized, oh my goodness, there's some stuff I got to do. There's some stuff I got to do before I'm going to take this seriously. And if people walk away from the $20 call with that, they're better off for it. I'm thrilled. I don't want people taking the class unless they're going to take the class seriously, unless they're going to go through it, unless they're going to do what we say, you know, unless they're going to produce a podcast, you know, worthy of being in our network and worthy of monetization. My goal is every single student in the class should be a case study for next year. And if you've got a case study worth telling, tell me and we'll tell it next year. You know, Fred Castaneda, he's done some stuff. We're going to be talking about him a little bit. It's exciting. I mean, this is fun because, again, my goal is to eat, sleep, live, and breathe this stuff and then tell the story of what works. And if you, you know, and I'll tell you what worked, I'll tell you what won't work, I'll tell you what I think's going to work, and then next year we'll do the same thing, and the year after that we'll do the same thing, and the year after that we'll do the same thing. That's the model. It works really well. We didn't have a single person ask for a refund of the, we had several people ask for a refund of the call because the me shouting in the background thing, you know, frustrated a couple of people, and I could certainly understand that. We gave them all the recording anyway, and we're going to let them all in again, you know, this year for free. But we didn't have a single person refund the class last year, which is very rare when you teach a big ticket class like that. You have to prepare yourself emotionally. You know, you have to say, hey, look, it's not you. You know, just statistically speaking, somebody's going to leave. It's okay. You're still a good person. You know, not a single person left last year. Somebody will leave this year. I mean, that's just the game. But again, that's a person who judged the content. You know, and we give 30 days. You know, they can take the class for 30 days before they have to make a decision whether or not, you know, they can get their money back after, you know, up to 30 days. No problem. No questions asked. You'll have to send back the media player. But, you know, other than that, all is good. And we part as friends. And you'll get the $20 call every year. Maybe next year. And again, I don't want to do the sell. I mean, the talk was, you know, the reason we wanted to do this call and what brings this all together is the industry has changed dramatically. You know, you can still go to a bookstore today and buy a book on podcasting that doesn't mention the iTunes podcast.
Right.
A lot has changed in the podcasting space. We can now overproof. We can now do terabytes. We can now have thousands of simultaneous downloads. You know, we've got Google in the game with their purchase of FeedBurner. You know, we've got, it's fabulous what's out there. We've got people who have quit their day jobs. It's becoming so rare. It's funny, a guy I'm helping, you know, it used to be a big deal. You know, it used to be a big deal that you quit your day job. I heard a rumor that somebody who's using one of the technologies we're going to be showing quit his day job. You know, it was a rumor. A couple years ago, quitting your day job was a big thing. This time it was a rumor. I emailed him. I said, did you quit your day job? And Mr. Bay said, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. Oh my goodness. You know, this is a good story. This is what we want to hear. So that's what this whole thing's about. And so, you know, whether or not you take the $20 class, I don't care. Just know that the tech has changed dramatically. The industry is maturing. Last year, Libsyn, 1 billion downloads. You know, I've got the pinky up to my mouth right now doing the Dr. Evil thing. You know, 1 billion downloads. You know, my little obsession with networks, Revision 3, one network, 100 million downloads. You know, we're talking serious numbers. HBO, you know, you want to talk about embracing? I don't know why this yet has to get any press. But HBO, they got that show Treatment, which is a fascinating show. Did you know that the first 24 episodes are available as a free podcast?
No, I didn't know that.
Not the first 5 minutes. Not the first teaser episode. The first 24 episodes of an HBO premium show is available via a free podcast feed. You know, you want to talk embracing of the medium. It has happened. And so for everybody who heard our interview last year, what's changed? A lot. And do your own research. If you don't see what's changed, you're missing the story. Things have changed. It's gotten bigger. It's gotten better. It's gotten more exciting. The opportunities are there. You know, Grammar Girl will finally have her book in the bookstores for people to buy. I mean, it's all there, you know? And I'm just excited about it. So this is the focus of the year for me. You know, March, getting ready for Podcast Secrets is always so much fun because I get to do the, you know, the press junket tours, if you will, telling everybody about what's going on. But this is it. This is an exciting space to be in, you know, and yeah, I just wanted to fill you in with what's changed.
Awesome. Well, and now I'm going to ask the stupidest question ever from one podcaster to another. The call is April 2nd at what time?
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
And in the event that I can't make the call live, are you going to? Is it going to be available after the call?
This is a great question, and I hear you laughing, and because you know we're podcasters,
right?
Let's admit it right now. The elephant in the room. Right. Okay, how wacky is it that a podcaster is doing a live phone call?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy who's preaching the wonders of time shifting. Shifting himself. You know, the emperor got no clothes. Okay? Everybody who signs up for the $20 call will have the opportunity to get the call via a podcast.
There you go. Beautiful.
It would be wrong for me not to. Now, I recommend if you got the chance, do the live event. There's a certain buzz when you do it live, and you know, we'll offer special deals for people who do it on the live call and that kind of stuff. So I definitely recommend that you do it live. You will get a chance of recording via podcast, via click to download, via click to play. We'll give you all those options. I mean, it's part of what we teach. You know, if I say Ninja was brilliant for putting his DVD on Netflix, it'd be wrong for me not to put this content on the webpage where you can click play. So yes, definitely we're going to do that. And, it'll be part of the training mechanism. And if you want to see how this works, I mean, a lot of people do the $20 call just for the deconstruction of how to do a live event, and then make it available via podcast later.
Well, there you go. All right, it's April 2nd. You can find that at Secrets with Dave. Paul, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, man.
There you have it, my interview with Paul Culligan. And I want to thank you for tuning in for the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Again, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com, email schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. This is Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach, thanking you for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. And until then, class dismissed.
A year ago, if you would have laughed. I would have laughed at you.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah?
You ready for that? When you told me whatever you just told me, Skype had a hiccup.
Okay.